When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Where have you seen growth from Tommy?
Yeah, I think each day he comes in to work the right way in the meeting room, the classroom, in the install, then on the field, and he's grown every day. He's learning. I think he's taking steps in the right direction as far as his footwork, the huddle command, all going through his progressions, even the protection game. So there's a bunch of elements of his game that he's improving each day.
Mike, is there any, you know, the conundrum with running backs, they only have so many carries in their career. Is there any thought to, like, limiting Saquon's workload down the stretch here so he's fresher for the later, when, I don't know, next season, whatever, when games are more meaningful?
I'd say our training staff, they do a great job of taking care of those guys throughout the week so that they're ready to go on Sunday so they can go and give maximal effort.
So you don't have any, like, long-term doesn't go into your short-term, but long-term thinking doesn't go into your short-term play call?
You know, I think we're just mostly just focused on today, you know, and how that works. I know the guys are, you know, getting their prehab and trying to get their bodies right for this week.
When you evaluate guys coming out of college or things like that, do you take into consideration their workload to know what their career longevity could be like in the NFL?
I think there's short answer, yes. You look at that, you see, you know, how many touches they've had and that kind of stuff. I think every player is just a little bit different. You know, some guys, you know, can take that. Some guys you got to manage. So it's kind of on a per player basis.
Is there a way to tell, like, other than just, like, oh, his yards per carry drop, like, with all the numbers you guys now have with the GPS tracking and all, is there a way to see, like, this guy might be on the decline because this number dropped or this specific number dropped?
That would be probably a little bit better question for the sports science guys, but I do know in talking with them and the conversations we have, I know with our own players as we're managing through training camp or even in season right now, we're looking at their workload, looking at what their GPS numbers are, and that's all kind of built into the science of how we schedule practice and how we, you know, go through each week.
Mike, everybody gets second-guessed at some point. I mean, on the play that most people talk about in that game, that 4th-and-2, I guess, what was the reasoning behind the call, and why did it go wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think that call, it was one of those plays where on 4th down, you want to try and give you as much flexibility as you can, whether it's a run or a pass. So it's kind of one of those RPO categories. We just didn't get it done.
There's been a lot of young rookie quarterbacks, record number this year. What does that mean for the league? Obviously, some of that circumstance and injury, but what that says about the league kind of going forward.
I'd say, you know, it's always good to have young players in. I think, you know, it's a youthful league and guys are younger, but I don't think it at the expense of guys getting hurt or knocked out. You know, you never want to see players get hurt, but I think it's just a testament to the players and to the coaches that they're getting those guys ready to go and stepping up and, you know, playing meaningful games.
When you were in the league, it was still you draft the rookie, he sits for a year or two, then he plays, and now it's you draft and you play him right away. Have you seen from when you were a player to now the game planning and the playbooks adjust to the point where maybe it's more easily digestible for a younger guy?
Yeah, and I'd say every offense is a little bit different with that, whether they're terminology, but I know how we do it here. You know, we try to limit those words so guys can just play fast, get in and out of the huddle, get set, you know, evaluate the defense. So from that standpoint, you're seeing that trend kind of throughout high school, college, and even into the pros.
Have you contemplated coming down to the field in regards to, I know you like being up top, but
yeah.
Have you thought about maybe making a change and helping down below?
I guess? Yeah, I mean, I like being up top, and really it's to the preference of the head coach where he wants me, and I fully support that.
He wants you up.
He's the one who recommended
you be in the booth.
It was a combination. I mean, we both talked about it, and we both agreed it's probably the best thing to do just to get a space, get some have some quietness down there when things are going crazy. So I think it's fine. I like it up there.
Mike, how understanding that in the heat of the moment, you sometimes want players, I would assume, to be frustrated and to want to do more or to do better. But during this week, how have you seen the offensive guys, maybe particularly the wide receivers, acclimate to, they have a new quarterback. It's maybe not going as well as they want, but the frustration may or may not be helpful.
Yeah, I think it's about just getting on the same page with the quarterback, working with them, and then them, communicating and understanding how he sees certain looks, how he sees certain routes, and just getting on the same page. And that's just like any week, really. So it's just that process that we're going through.
Why did you guys suddenly throw the ball a ton to Shep on the last drive? It seemed like you were really making a point of trying to get him the ball.
I just gave Shep a couple opportunities at the end, and he capitalized on one. Other than that, we were just rolling receivers.
Like how hard has it been to evaluate your receivers this year with the offensive line problems earlier in the season, now obviously down to your third quarterback? None of them are going to come close to their career averages. Is that on them, or is that an offensive line thing?
I think I talk about this every week, and I really just believe it. I mean, offense is an 11-man operation, so it's never just one person, never just one group. So, we all got to be firing and executing at the same level.
Are you excited about possibly having the same starting line for 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, it's always good to have some camaraderie in there and have the guys kind of communicating, and you can see it throughout the week, and so you can see it in the walkthroughs and on practice as well.
Mike, from what you guys, you're up top, you're watching. I know we're up top watching. Mm-hmm. Was there a level of surprise for you when either you were told or you saw Andrew getting ready to come back into the game, considering how he left and what had happened on the field? And what does it speak about him to fight back?
He's a tough kid. And absolutely, when you see him go down like that and kind of, was just walking off the field, it's never a good thing when you see a guy hurt like that. So it was great to have him back and great to get him back in the lineup. And, obviously I think the O-line kind of feeds off that too.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.